The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning today, the 17th of August, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
And what's the weather look like today,
buddy? Alrighty, so we have a heat advisory still in effect until Friday. Today is a high of 108. Tonight, a low of 78. A chance of thunderstorms tonight. Tomorrow, Thursday, high of 106. Thursday night, low of 75. Friday, high of 108. Friday night, low of 75. So,
well,
yeah.
Yep, we're in heat advisory through what?
Friday evening.
Okay, it's going to be hot, my friends. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family business. It's a veteran-owned business that takes really great care of their customers. They treat their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans and other deals that you need to get a hold of them at 530-365-3793. Gosh, 108 today. And it's going to be a full day today. Okay, I am with movie director, producer, musician, editor, the man behind, writer, you name it, he does it. He has the experience in it, Rene Perez. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, it's been a while, but I will just say that I was a co-star in one of his movies. Okay. My spot lasted all of, let me think, maybe 8 seconds. Maybe.
I didn't count, but yeah, it was an impactful 8 seconds.
It was an impactful 8 seconds. I got shot by Michael Perret, even though he wasn't out there. I was shot in a gunfight out in the woods.
And you did great. You shot great.
Well, I didn't aim at the aim right at the camera as one of my fellow thespians, Alec Baldwin, did. I didn't pull the trigger. Even though you're saying, look at the camera, I did, but I had to aim away. I was shot and blood erupted from my body, and the force of the round threw me up against the tree. I had other things I wanted to do, and Renee says, just get shot, fall up against a tree. I was going to, shoot into the ground, fall down. But at that point, he realized I might damage all of the props. So, anyway, it was fun, though, and you let me be in a movie. And it was one the kids could watch.
And Linda, of course, has been in
a
couple of movies.
Yeah, a couple of years.
Such a great actress.
Yeah, she had lines and... in one, I think a woman attacked her with an axe. And the other one, I think she got blown up on a lake.
I think so, yeah. I mean, I make action movies and horror movies, so.
There you go.
Those are the two options.
So tell us a little bit. Renee, you've been up here for a while. In Shasta County making movies.
Right? I have. I've made about 30 movies here in this area.
30 movies over a period of how many years?
I'd say 12 years now, maybe 13 years, yeah.
And these, obviously, you have a market. And so how does that work? Do people approach you and say, hey, Renee,
Yeah, well, I started making my own movie on my own dime. Luckily, yeah. That one sold and entered the commercial market. And after that, producers just called me with what they wanted me to make. So if they tell me to make a zombie movie, I make a zombie movie. If they tell me to make a kung fu movie, I make a kung fu movie. So I just try to ride around what I have here in this area, mm-hmm. What their budget is, which is always too low.
Of course.
And I just try to make the best movie I can for them.
Well, you do. I mean, your cinematography is great. Your editing is really good. The sound's good. I mean, it's amazing what you can do with, you know, with a, I think you call it a single camera shot or.
Yeah, I'm just a one man crew, basically. Yeah. So the fact that these are commercial grade it's not normally the way movies are done. And they usually don't get such big, commercial releases with such, you know, small production behind it. But the people watching don't know. They don't know. It's just me and my actors out there.
I remember you telling me you had one of the distributors was saying, hey, show us the second camera, third camera shots. And you went,
Well, they always want me to do film behind the scenes. And I'm like, well, you don't understand. It's me and my actors. So who's going to film what? I mean, GoPros don't bounce around filming themselves. That would be the only way to do it. But basically now I'm leaving that market, and I've started a website called RebellionFlix.com, and that's where all of my movies are at now. And if you remember, usually my movies have always had conservative themes, conservative opinions.
Yes, they have.
And that's no longer tolerated at any level in the Hollywood machine, so I'm completely doing an act of insurrection and doing this on my own. So if people want to see my newest three movies are at RebellionFlix.com, and they're all extremely conservative-themed movies.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit. I've seen the trailer of one of them, and I'm going to take the time to go back and watch it now. And it's an interesting concept. But tell us about the movie, because the trailer was like...
Yeah, the trailer you saw was for a movie called Only Fans. Again, I put everything in either a horror or action context, and this is a horror movie. And it's basically about a young lady who pretends to be a temptress online. But when she is behind the paywall of her private viewership, she expounds upon her conspiracy theories in telling people to form militias and to fight against the government. And when Big Brother or Big Tech, Google, whoever you want to call it, realizes what she's doing, they have to find a creative, politically savvy way to orchestrate her murder, to get rid of her because her audience is so big. So it's a political thriller wrapped in the context of a slasher movie.
Are you the only one making these?
There are some competitors, but the competitors are playing it safe. They want to see which way the wind blows, and they're not willing to say the things you saw blatantly spoken in that trailer or blatantly shown in that movie. So we're the most dangerous out of the two that I think are out there.
Well, the so you got to take a break in just a minute here, but the when you started films, how long ago was it before you? Because you said you've been here
15, 20 years ago. I started, yeah.
And what got you into that?
Well, I'm an artistic person. You know, I play musical instruments, I draw, I write. And if you're lucky, you could, you know, become an expert in your field and through merit be the best one. And there's really no other option for people like me. We either do this as a hobby or try to make a career out of it.
Well, you've been here 12 years, and you've got a beautiful family.
Oh, thank
here.
You. Yeah.
Oh, you really do. And and you've been able to make, I'm not going to say you became the richest man in the world, but you had a solid living.
Yeah, I do, and I'm very grateful for that, to even be able to live a blue-collar filmmaker life or middle income life. Very happy for that. And my wife and kids are very happy to have a daddy who could take care of them. So it's mm-hmm. the way life is. Luckily, I get to do it with my lifelong passion. So I feel extremely lucky to have that.
Well, we're here with Rene Perez. He's an independent filmmaker, and he has kind of moved his movie making, his filmmaking, his messaging to a different medium.
Yes.
And we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Velo Airlines. You can fly out of Reading, but this is brought to you by Velo Airlines. You can now fly directly to Las Vegas with the Velo Airlines from Reading. The flight currently flies on Fridays and Mondays, but you need to check that itinerary because sometimes they'll change that up a little bit. And you can fly to Las Vegas with tickets starting as low as $39 one way. And you must book direct at veloair.com, but if you get on their mailing list, and they're constantly sending out 30%, 15%, 40%, even 50% off tickets. And you can take advantage of that from Velo Airlines, veloair.com. We'll be right back with Rene Perez.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Mary Ann Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Abad. Good morning, 7:19 in the morning here on the 17th of August. It's going to be a hot day, 108, 109 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier's local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. Now, Doug Tooley has had B&T Satellite for that long. He's got an extensive list of special prices and ways of saving money and getting the most value out of your dish system. Way too many for me to even try and get into here. So call him at 530-241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474 to learn about these and to get the best service that you're going to find. That's B&T Satellite. We're here with Renee Perez, movie producer and director and writer and oh, enchilada. And you have started a new business where you're putting your films on a site called
RebellionFlix.com.
Now, F-L-I-C-K-S.
F-L-X at the end, like Netflix, but RebellionFlix.
Okay. RebellionFlix, F-L-X. Good. Because I'd have been looking all over for it there. And for one price, which is a very reasonable price.
Yeah. For $1.99, you get to see all the movies that are on there. And it's not a subscription. You don't have to – it's not going to siphon money out of your account
every month.
Every month. No, it's just a one-time charge if you want to see these movies. We have a couple of movies on there now. And the thing is that they're specifically conservative-themed movies. And you were correct in stating in the last segment that there are no other movies like this. These aren't documentaries. These are, you know, traditional narrative movies. But they are extremely conservative views. Uh-huh. And we really attack and defend against liberal ideologies in a way that no one else would ever dare to do in a movie. And no one else has dared do, at least up until now. So I think that's a unique part of it. I know people are used to getting everything. You know, television's free. Netflix is essentially free. But, you know, this is just a grassroots rebellion, and we're trying our best to speak the mind for the silent majority of the people that are out there who are, you know, tired of being indoctrinated every time they watch a television show or a movie. You know, we're Americans. We're supposed to be able to watch something when we come home from a hard day's work. But most of the things that we watch, and I would say 99% of it, unless you're watching older movies, you are watching a big dose of poison for whatever movie you choose to watch at this point.
Yeah, you see these things where certain modern-day attitudes are added to movies that their origins were back in the 30s and 40s. And I'm talking about, of course, the comic book movies.
Yeah.
And the how things have changed since then. But do you believe that your thoughts on what Hollywood was doing, because you made this one movie that Linda was in, was really that was a pretty powerful movie about how Hollywood and media controls
that
everything
movie was
people
Cabal.
Cabal, how it controls everything people see.
Yeah, it is really, if people knew how deep this went, you would be afraid to turn on your television, because the level of social engineering is incredible, and movies are no longer considered a hit based on how much money they make or how much they spark the imagination of the people. They are literally, the metric is how many people did they indoctrinate? How much of the message of the liberal ideology message was pushed in a certain movie? So if people knew the reality of it, because it's hard to tell unless you're happen to do this for a living, you can't even really tell where the propaganda is coming from, and it's hard to tell. So unfortunately, people are exposing themselves to, like, if you were to sit down and have a meal, three meals a day, but every day there was a little drop of poison added to your food. And it's like the, I don't know if you know the idiom about boiling the frogs. You have to,
yeah.
If you want to boil a frog, you have to throw them in the water and turn it up slowly. Well, it's at boiling point now. But it's been happening for so long that people don't even realize it's happening. Unless, of course, you watch one of my movies on Rebellion Flicks. We have a movie called The Insurrection, which we made in 2019. It talked about all this social engineering. It also happened to talk about how the government would unleash a virus on us, which was crazy that it happened a year later. But it will explain how all of this is done in detail. And these are, like I said, action stories. That one stars your friend Michael Paré, who shot and killed you in that one movie you were
in. didn't even change the expression on his face either. There are conservatives or moderates in Hollywood, aren't there?
Well, there are. Yeah, I guess there are, but they all hide. Mm-hmm. And like I say, they always want to see which way the wind blows. They're not willing to bite the hand that feeds them. They might say things, but they say them all very controlled. And they want to be able to say in the end, depending on which way the wind blows, hey, I just stated my opinion. I didn't fight against you guys. I didn't go against you. I have no interest in Hollywood. I've never gone there. I've never looked for fame there. The only time I ever had to film a movie there, I left there the moment I was done. The moment I said cut, I was in my car driving back here to Reading. So I have no need to appease the gods of Hollywood. In fact, I've said it for the last 20 years how against them I am. Which is probably why I'm relegated to making cheap B-movies. But there are no other people who are willing to say these things, and they are just trying to play it safe. And quite frankly, it's not time to play it safe anymore. It's not time to be elbow to elbow with the enemy. It's time to defend our morals and our ethics and our American values and Christian values, as opposed to trying to play it safe with these Hollywood gods.
Hasn't it, the advent of the social media and the so many different ways of getting the word out, that's become a, you know, where some people are worried about that, it also allows for all viewpoints to go out there.
Right, but movies are a special thing.
Yeah.
Humans learn through story. That's why the Bible is a book of stories. It's not a book of facts. It's not a how-to book. It is a book of stories. That's why cavemen painted adventures on their wall. You saw action. You
yeah.
saw stories.
Hunting.
So
yeah.
A movie is uniquely more powerful than a podcast or a talking heads news segment. Movies are formatted in a way that humans can illuminate their life. They can get ideas that spark their imagination. They can assimilate facts a lot easier. So movies and television, or let's just say, to make it easy, narrative media, narrative stories are the best way to get your ideas across. And that's why there are none. You will never hear of a conservative movie coming out of Hollywood or coming out of anywhere. The best that people do, even when they claim that they are anti-woke, is that they'll make a passive movie that doesn't mention liberal ideologies. And that's the up until now, the hardest that people have been willing to fight for their conservative views. Our movies on RebellionFlix.com are the ones that are taking the fight as fighting fire with fire as vigorously as left-wing Hollywood does to us. We are doing it to them now.
Are you having problems finding actors?
Actors are getting scared because, you know, they're actors and they want to be famous, and they're afraid to go against Hollywood. But in the end, this is their chance. A lot of them hold these views. They're just afraid. So sometimes they feel empowered walking around with me and I just blatantly speak my mind wherever. Actors have been with me when I've been held at gunpoint by the police for refusing to put on a mask, a COVID mask, which to this day I've still never worn one. So I guess they feel a little empowered by doing these things. They feel like they are part of a rebellion. But, of course, I'm sure they're all worried about what the Hollywood overseers will say.
Yeah. Well, that's what I would be – you know, that would be what – since you do most of the production yourself, you're not having to worry about – and, you know, the people behind the camera, there's so many thousands of people that are there. But the ones in front of the camera – even if they totally agree with everything you're saying,
yeah,
it could come back to bite them.
If
being looked at. Yeah,
yeah, we do live in a Stalin-esque world now, where everyone has to be compliant to the government, and which also happens to be the same as being compliant to Hollywood. So yeah, I'm sure it's a risk for them, but I think they're pretty brave for
doing this. I mean, you don't have any problem fighting people.
No, the thing is with actors, that's the one abundant resource that there is more of than you could ever put people in.
Yeah.
So it's like a water faucet that never runs dry. But I still like commend my actors because I tell them flat out what I'm doing, what the rebellion is, and some of them, even though they know I'm pretty much blacklisted now, still came to work.
Well, that's the good thing, though, about the web, is you can put your movies on it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if, producers that would approach you before have been told, you know, you've told me that, have been told not to work with you.
Yeah. I'm blacklisted. And the thing is, at blacklisting, there's not a sign that they put up.
No.
Because then that would make it look like they are, you know, Stalin-esque in their in their views. but yeah, they've warned me for at least a decade. I've had such stern warnings. But the thing is, I make these movies for so cheap that they need me. So they tolerate my insolence. But I think it was, I just made a movie called Pro God, Pro Gun. And they said, that's it. This is, you are
okay, is that on, Rebellion?
That's on rebellionflix.com right now. You could see a movie called Pro God, Pro Gun. And it's,
What's that about?
Well, it's an action movie.
Yeah.
But it shows the importance of being free and the difference between following the gods, the laws of God, as opposed to the laws of politicians and lawyers. And it shows, the importance of self-reliance and, these are all R-rated movies. I know it might sound like Christian films, but Christian films only speak to the choir. They don't speak to the masses. Mm-hmm. I have to entertain first and foremost by making an action movie that that kicks some butt, you know. And there's blood and guts, and there's nudity, female nudity. I'm not – just like an R-rated movie, I guess, from the 80s would have done. So that's what I do.
There's no – from what I've seen, there's no sex scenes
in
any of your movies.
I don't do anything
there
vulgar.
There are images of women.
Beautiful women. Nothing
beautiful
that
women.
You wouldn't see in, like, Titanic.
Yeah.
You know, just...
Yeah, the movie Titanic.
So, nothing more than that. But, of course, the violence in mine is a lot more...
Oh, yeah.
More violent. But, like I said, I think the people can handle it. They want to be entertained. And these ideas are for... Not for little kids just yet. I don't have any little kid movies. And they are... this one, in particular, is the first, I guess, Christian film I've made, but it is made for the masses, not made for the choir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here with Rene Perez, director and producer, writer, editor. He is a one-man show, but has been making movies for, close to 20 years up here in Shasta County for over 12 years, has made a number of successful movies. Yet, as he says, they're B-movies, but they're successful movies. And they in fact, there's a number of them on Prime right now.
Yeah, they're all
I bought one the other night. so I could see myself get shot. So
yeah.
I had not you sent me it, you know, the scene, but I wanted to see it in context of everything else.
Yeah. So well, I'm glad you saw that one. Yeah, and you can get them everywhere. I mean, when my movies come out new, they're I usually go to Best Buy or Walmart, and I just actually saw one in the discount bin at Walmart, so I just got an extra copy because when I'm an old man, I want to remember, you know, the things. But now all my movies are only coming out at Rebellion Flicks because the institution won't allow movies with conservative values to come out anymore. It's very strict now.
Okay, so if you're interested in seeing Renee's latest movies, now it's just three of them on there now, right?
There's three of them on RebellionFlicks.com, but I'm making another one now, and I'm going to be adding them as we go.
Every time you add one, do you add another dollar? Do you pay again to get into it?
Or? Well, you can rent the movies for $1.99. You get to watch every movie that's on there, all the content that's on there
for $1.99.
A one-time charge of $1.99.
Okay.
Yeah. So when I add more movies, if you wanted to watch another one in a month or two or whatever.
Another $1.99.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's real reasonable, though, to be able to see all the movies at one time.
Right. I didn't want to do a subscription base because that's kind of unfair to keep siphoning money out of people's accounts every month. It's just a one-time charge, and you get to see everything that's on there. And I know people think, well, there's so much program out there, but there is nothing like this. These are movies and stories of which you'll never see anything like this from anyone else.
Renee, our guest is Renee Perez, and thank you so much for being with us today. Rebellion Flicks with an X.
Yes.
And I'm going to have to, I think I've got a clear night tonight or tomorrow night. One of these nights, I'm going to sit down and have a movie fest.
Please do.
Okay, Renee, thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have you back on in a couple months and tell us how it's going.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You bet. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been in our area in Redding and one branch in Red Bluff for 15 years. They are truly a community bank, a truly professional group of men and women who are here to move local dreams forward. They have two branches here in town, one on California Street and the other in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, one in Anderson on Ventura Street, and one branch in Red Bluff on Riverside Way. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Just take those old records off.
Dak Prescott here. Why do I choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because better sleep elevates my game. Only my Sleep Number 360 smart bed helps me fall asleep faster, keeps me cool, and effortlessly adjusts for my best sleep. The result? 28 minutes more restful sleep a night. That's more focus, more edge, and more highlights. And that means more wins for all of us.
All smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, only for limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, we play that for the sheriff, who's here at 8 o'clock. You know, the one thing about a young man, you know, when you're out there hooting with the owls all night, it's difficult to soar with the eagles in the morning.
I guess so.
Okay, things that are going on. Liz Cheney got beat by 37 points in the Republican primary. Not a surprise. They've been talking about that for weeks, that she was not going to make it. But she says, "I'm not quitting. I'm not quitting. I'm going to form a group, and it's going to be in the it's going to be to stop Trump." It's the whole thing. Her whole mission in life is stopping Trump from ever holding office again. I don't know if she just means presidential, the president, or if she's talking about everything down to a school board, but what cost her in her own state was they said, you're not addressing our state issues, the things that impact on us daily. And her answer to that was, it's much more important to make sure that Donald Trump never becomes president again. I mean, I find it extremely interested when you become that you hate somebody so bad that you give up what you're there for, that you have totally forgotten that you're there to help your constituents and not be there for one purpose, to destroy somebody. You know, whatever you feel about Trump, I mean, you're still elected there. And in some of these cases, like Schiff and AOC and several others, even they are not fixated on it, it appears, on destroying Trump, like, or keeping Trump from, destroying Trump as Cheney did. And it cost her. So she will, you know, she's probably already got a MSNBC commentator. She'll probably be one of the political hacks, the hacks on The View. You know, I have never watched The View in all the years it's been on. That's one of those, you know, remember when I was talking about news stories, if I see them, I don't pay attention. I throw them in the same category as I would the Kardashians.
I don't even know what The View is.
Well, then, Don't look it up.
Okay.
You're too young.
Am I?
It could damage you.
my maturing brain.
Okay, here's my favorite thing. Okay, we're going to take an early break because when we come back, I got to talk about the Income Reduction Act and something that changed dramatically the instant it was signed. And then something I found out about it today that must have been added in, and it was added in by Manchin. It had to be. Because it is totally different than what I thought. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing it for several decades. He has been through every type of automotive repair school that you can imagine. And he doesn't take chances with your safety. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 24 inches in length, Jeff can fix it. He guarantees it. He fixed a crack on my windshield, an 8-inch crack on my windshield 15 years ago, 14 years ago. You still can't see it. He just fixed a chip on Linda's windshield. You can't even see where it was, and it went all the way through. So this man knows what he's doing. He gives free inspection and analysis. So get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. That's Jeff Wurst. It's a veteran-owned business. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or you can give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. 7:45 in the morning here on the 17th of August, 75 degrees, going up to 108 today.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
The bases are loaded, and the 21 pit is heating up inside Wind River Resort and Casino with the Table Game Giants Giveaway. Check into your favorite table game with your River Club card for a chance to win San Francisco Giants swag and a pair of home game Giants tickets. Hot seats every Friday through September from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hot seat winners every 15 minutes. Get all the details at windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, then from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living.
One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Carl and Linda Bott. 7:49 in the morning, on the 17th of August, 75 degrees, going up to 108. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Hubert, Estate Granite's been doing this for a couple of decades. It's a better-known business. He takes special care in everything he does. He is a true virtuoso when it comes to working with marble, granite, slate, tile. He can make what you envision come true in your home. That's Mike Hubert, Estate Granite. Give him a call at 241-STONE or check out estategranite.com. Set up an appointment for a free consultation. Okay. With a stroke of his pen, President Joe Biden turned the Democrats' hard-fought climate and health care spending legislation from a bill into a law. Now, this is interesting because all I'm seeing when you're writing, it comes out as climate and health care spending. It doesn't say Income Reduction Act. They've taken that off the plate, major media has. And now it's the climate and healthcare spending, not the Inflation Reduction Act, because it doesn't reduce inflation. It doesn't help anybody. And if it does, it won't be for years. Now, the Democrats have to figure out how to sell it to the American people. This $739 billion, something like that. And that it'll be paid for, they said, lower prescription costs and revenue from increased IRS enforcement, which is another problem that many people have. Because the Democrats, who said, oh, it won't be, as President Biden said, oh, it won't be for anybody less than 400,000. Well, the Democrats themselves and the people themselves are having to do the same. Well, that's not true. It's going to go across all spectrums. Now, what was the surprise part in there? In that act, the climate control and health incentives, whatever it is, he approved the largest, in this bill, the largest oil and gas lease sale in history was in this bill. By signing the Inflation Reduction Act into law on Tuesday, he reinstated the largest oil and gas lease sale in U.S. history. And what it means is that it requires the Department of Interior to reinstate Lease Sale 257, a massive offshore oil and gas sale spanning 80 million acres across the Gulf of Mexico within 30 days of enactment. There should be no questions about the issuance of leases from the Gulf of Mexico Lease Sale 257. National Ocean Industries Association President Eric Mulato said the legislation is clear and mandatory. Now, when people were fighting against that from before, the Biden administration refused to appeal it in court over an environmentalist lawsuit. In fact, last November, they had a lease sale which generated more than $191 million in bids for 308 tracks, despite criticism from Democrats, environmental groups. However, a federal court blocked the sale in January, ruling in favor of a coalition led by the Friends of Earth and the Sierra Club. So they and the Biden administration did not appeal that, so they just didn't do anything. But with this new one, with reinstating it, while it is a positive step, it's not enough to make ourselves energy independent again. At least it's going to take a look at some long-term problems, not short-term. So that was a surprise, totally a surprise to me. I had no idea that was in there. So that had to be something that Manchin put in there. And to be able to offset, you know, the problem with it is Tesla said they've got 3 million cars out there. Dodge just announced they're no longer making the Charger, the muscle car Charger. Next year will be the last year they make them. And they're going to put them all up for sale at one time. And underneath the hood is going to be a plaque that says the last of the old muscle cars. And why do you think they're doing this?
So they can switch to electric vehicles.
So they can switch to electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So the Dodge Charger. And if you remember a movie called Vanishing Point, which you won't remember because it was 20-30 years.
I don't remember.
It could have been from before your parents were born, but it's a story of a guy that took this Dodge Charger across America, and he's being chased by various police agencies, as he should have been. Mm-hmm. But it was just muscle car. So Dodge just said no more Chargers.
It's the end of an era.
It is. You know, so, all, you know, it may be that you've saved your money and you were going to buy yourself an electric car. Maybe you want to get yourself that one of those last muscle cars.
They'll probably have an electric version that they release, well, you know.
You know, what it could be is it's an electric car, but they've got some kind of system that makes it sound
like
it's got a 427.
You're so right.
You know, and so when you turn it on, it's an electric car, and it's fast. You know, they're fast.
Yeah, they are.
But it sounds like you've turned over a big internal combustion engine, and it makes that sound coming out of, you know, I wonder if that's a cottage industry, is that you just attach these sound mufflers to your car, and when you turn your car on, it automatically turns these things on, and they make sounds like boom, 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 boom.
And
it gives you the sound of it. And I guess you could even put, you know, you could even have one, you know, those things that hang down, those what do they call those, air fresheners?
Yeah.
But it smells like exhaust.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. So you're selling the exhaust air freshener and the loud pipes sound system for your electric car. You know, I'd take a look at that.
So probably
you turn
it
on your electric car. I turn it on. I go boom, boom, boom. You come up to a light. Boom, 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 boom.
They'll probably set it up to where you could program the sound with whatever you want.
You probably could. And then when you step on the accelerator, it goes. Oh, where have we come to?
I don't even know.
Oh my gosh! Now I've got to run out and put glass packs on my truck so it sounds. And I remember reading an article. It was about a guy that owned a motorcycle, mm-hmm. and the government was coming for him. because they'd been all the internal combustion engines had been outlawed. And he'd had it in his garage for years, but it had been registered. So they came to say, hey, look, you've got to turn that in. No more internal combustion engines. Mm-hmm. And he goes, okay. So he goes out in the garage, and he takes it, and he races off with it. And eventually drives it off a cliff. Because he's old, like in his 80s and like that. But, you know, they're not confiscating your internal combustion engines yet.
They're just going to make it really hard to use it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just going to get worse and worse. Unfortunately, it costs more in certain areas to charge your... If gas comes back to where it was, and that's one of the reasons it never will, because if you keep the gas prices up, it's going to push people into, well, it's cheaper to have an electric car. So... Anyway, hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Sheriff Mike Johnson is with us. That's why I did not mention anything about the jail and the jail conversation that was held at the Board of Supervisors yesterday and decisions made, because Sheriff Johnson is going to illuminate all of us on what happened last night.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Center. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump is savoring Harriet Hageman's landslide win over Congresswoman Liz Cheney in the Wyoming Republican primary. Mr. Trump calls Hageman's win a wonderful result for America and a complete rebuke of the unselect committee of political hacks and thugs. Salem radio talk host Dr. Sebastian Gorka notes that Hageman, endorsed by Mr. Trump, trounced Cheney.
Down in double digits, and it's not just double digits, it's 20 or 30 points, and even you'll have a desperate ploy to get Democrats to vote for you in a Republican primary in a state where you don't have that many Democrats who would cross over the party line.
And while Cheney's political future is not clear, she suggests that she's not going away.
This primary election is over, but now the real work begins.
Cheney, one of former President Trump's fiercest Republican critics, named to the House January 6th committee by House Speaker Pelosi. No change in retail sales last month. Commerce Department says sales are flat from June when they rose 0.8%. Economists have been expecting a slight increase in July retail sales. Also, at townhall.com, President Biden celebrates higher taxes and more spending amid a recession. He assigned a bill the Democrats claim will cool inflation.
At a White House ceremony, the president declared victory for the American people, even though the bill was far less ambitious than his original proposal. A key component is $375 billion to promote clean energy.
This bill is the biggest step forward on climate ever. Ever.
The measure also caps Medicare prescription costs and raises taxes on large companies. Republicans were united in opposing the bill. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Dow down 237 points, NASDAQ off 208. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Billy Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
North Korea launching two cruise missiles on the same day that South Korea's president marks 100 days in office.
The test firing came just hours before the South Korean president Yoon Suk-yeol promised North Korea economic aid if it gave up its nuclear programs, something it's so far been unwilling to do. Mr. Yoon also offered fresh talks with Pyongyang, although he said they shouldn't be merely for political show. It was an apparent criticism of previous failed summits with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Mr. Yoon said he held no hostile intentions towards North Korea, although the South is shortly due to hold its biggest military exercises with the U.S. in 5 years.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. An approaching wildfire in eastern Spain caused a train engineer to stop and prepare to change directions to avoid the flames. Several passengers injured when they got off rather than wait. News and analysis at townhall.com. There will be no NBA games on Election Day this year.
The league's schedule for the coming season has all 30 teams playing on Monday, November 7th. That's the night before the midterms. The hope is teams use that night as an opportunity to encourage fans to get out and vote, plus amplify the need for civic engagement. The move is a rarity for the league. The NBA typically plays no games on Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve and tries to avoid scheduling games on the day of the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship game. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
The drought in the West growing even more severe. Arizona and Nevada, which rely on water from the Colorado River, will face more water use restrictions as Lake Mead continues to shrivel amid the punishing drought with no relief in sight. The Colorado River waters some 40 million people in the U.S. West and northern Mexico, and the river is also a key source of water for agriculture in the region. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie. Hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Yes, it's hump day. And we played that one for the sheriff just because it makes his day, even though we had played it earlier by accident. It got away from us.
You did. All right. Well, that's
you
good
got it
morning.
Twice. You got it twice. So, hey, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for that.
That's just for you.
It makes my day every time. Every time I come on the show, you guys do that for me. It makes
you know,
my day.
It's nice to know that it's just simple things that can make the sheriff smile and giggle and all those things. Well, maybe not giggling. A manly laugh. 8:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Healing starts here. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today's the 17th, and lay the weather on us here.
Alrighty. So it's hot. Today we have a high of 108. Tonight, a chance of thunderstorms with a low of 78. Tomorrow, Thursday, a high of 106. Thursday night, a low of 75. Friday, 108. Friday night, 75. There is a heat advisory in effect through Friday at 8 p.m.
Okay. Yeah. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned, locally run business. It's a veteran-owned business in Anderson that provides great service to their customers, discounts for seniors and veterans, and much more. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, the California Independent System Operator Corporation, a nonprofit public benefit corporation that manages the flow of electricity across high-voltage, long-distance power lines that make up 80% of the California's power grid has issued its first statewide flux alert of 2022 from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. today due to high temperatures. Flux alerts are issued with electricity grid is under stress. So they're asking people to conserve their electricity during the late afternoon and early evening. Before 4 p.m., you're encouraged to pre-cool your home, use major appliances, and adjust blinds and drapes to cover windows. During the flex alert, you're encouraged to set the thermostats to 78 degrees or higher, if health permits. I understand down at the sheriff's office, getting into the flex alert, you're just turning off the air conditioning. Totally.
Is that what you understand?
And to save energy, and I'm sure all the prisoners there are, you know, they're joining in with this, with this energy saving.
They're very environmentally conscious.
They're very environmentally conscious, and that way you can go and spray them down in the.
Well, I can guarantee you this.
I just
Carl,
get going on these things. Yes.
We shut down the air conditioning on one floor. That's for sure.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Good morning, Sheriff Mike.
Good morning.
Oh, so much news.
Yeah.
And I didn't mention it at all about anything about the jail because I knew you were coming on. So, let's start with the closing of that one deck.
Okay.
That you didn't even warn me about when you were on the show last time.
I didn't warn anybody about it because it was not a decision I wanted to make, and it got to the point where I had to make that decision. And, yeah, Carl, you know, I don't want to turn any prisoners, any criminals loose and empty a floor of the jail, but it got to the point where my staff was under severe stress. I have several people out on different types of leaves, including marital problems and family issues and everything else because they're working 6-7 days a week, 12 to 16 hours a day, no time off, and it became a problem. So that all came to a head, and all of a sudden we as a command staff got flooded with memos and time offs and all these things that were occurring. And so we had to make a decision, a hard decision, and that was to close a floor of the jail. That way we have less inmates to supervise, less staff to have to schedule, and it freed up the ability for us to start giving some of these folks some days off. And simultaneously what's happening here is we are putting all of our efforts into processing those applications and recruiting to get staff back up to a level where we can reopen that floor and resume business on a more normal schedule than having to mandatorily order these people to work 6 and 7 days a week. So that's the goal here, and that's where we're headed, and we're pushing hard to get there. I think we'll get there. I don't think this is going to be a situation where it's closed for a great length of time. We'll get it back open as soon as we can.
Well, we learned is that when you go out on exercises in the military, you can work people 12 to 14 hours a day, you know, for 7 days, 10 days, and you can you know, suck it up.
Right.
But when you deploy for the real thing, after about 2 weeks, they start making strange decisions,
right.
and they start getting sick.
Yep.
And it's not because they're trying to get sick. It's just they're wearing themselves down. Unless you can, you know, drop it to, you know, bring in a third shift or bring in more people. But you don't have that capability of bringing in another shift or more people.
Right.
So once your people go on, they stay on, and it's just a matter of time. The fact it's lasted this long
is amazing.
Is incredibly surprising to me.
Well, Carl,
we've talked about this for a year.
We have. And you know, Carl, and just to reiterate, you know, what you're saying is right. And that's a very good example. So that third watch or shift you're talking about to bring in, that was the deputies off the streets and even command staff going in and plugging holes and filling overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that's a band-aid that can only last so long too, because I can't sacrifice public safety out on the street, just for the jail. Now I know that's the primary duty of the sheriff, but let's be realistic. The expectation of the public is that we serve the public and, keep people safe on the street in the rural areas as well. So it got to the point where we couldn't sustain both, and we had to make a hard business decision.
Okay. So, and again, this isn't something that, it's going to be like this forever.
No.
And I know you agonized over it. And the fact is we need more people.
Yes, absolutely.
How many, just a minimum, how many do you need for that jail?
Well, the, staffing is, fully staffed is about 75 to run operations at jail. And that's not just, correctional deputies, that's support staff and everything
sure.
too, but 75, and I'm down, 25 right now, so a third of my watch is gone, and that, you know, it's a 24/7 operation. So
it is.
What are you going to do? You have to come back up to some level. Now we're not always going to be at full staff. We've run without full staff forever. When I came into this position as sheriff in August of 2021, we were already down 17 positions, and that was already getting to be pretty critical. We did a pretty good job of recruiting and getting people in right away and started that. But what's happened is I'm recruiting people, but I'm losing people at the same rate. So I've recruited, you know, since January alone, we've recruited and hired 12 people. I think it is roughly 12 people and lost 11. So I got a net gain of one, you know, and that's not good. So we've done okay on the recruitment. We got to start working on the retention, and the retention is what I'm aimed at now. And I've put forth a proposal that's going to go before the Board of Supervisors here. I would say anytime it's done, it just has to get in their hands.
Is that going to be like bonuses and raises and
Correct.
Things like this?
Correct. Yeah.
You know, it takes, I don't know, how long does it take for a good correctional officer? A year?
Well, we hire them with really little to no training or experience at all.
And who's had experience working in a jail?
Exactly, right? So we have 1 year from the date we hire them to put them through the Core Academy, and we actually run the Core Academy for the North State, so that's a bonus for us. But it actually works out well because they get in the jail, they get their basic training of what's going on, they go to the Core Academy with a much higher level of what to learn, they come out, they're great employees. So it could be anywhere from, to get them in and working from the time they're hired, a good 3 months before they're ready to go and on their own.
Okay, so it's, but that just gives them the basics.
Basics, just okay. So they can operate.
We got to take a break here because I've got like three other questions.
Okay.
And concerning the staff down at the jail.
Very good.
And let me just say this, everybody. If you can get a tour of the jail, and I don't know if the sheriff's office is set up to do this, but if you ever get a chance to take a tour of that jail, do it. Because you'll see exactly what the sheriff's talking about here.
And we'd be happy to get to that point, but right now...
Not right now. Not right now. Can't. But the pressure that's on these custodial or the jail staff is totally different than what's on the sheriff's deputies patrolling or law enforcement patrolling the streets. And I would say, if anything, the pressure is more. Working in that jail.
It's definitely a different environment.
Different environment. This portion of the show, however, is talking about a different environment. It comes from Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, a great place to buy your jewelry. The only place we buy jewelry in Reading or the North State or California is right here at Four Winds Jewelry. Why? They have a great selection, everything you can imagine, plus specially designed pieces that nobody else is going to have. It's going to look different. They did our wedding rings at Four Winds Jewelry, and they must work. We're still married. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. We'll be right back with Sheriff Mike Johnson.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Reading, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season.
Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Don't miss the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th at the fairgrounds on A Street in MacArthur. It's Carnival Lights and Country Nights, featuring exhibits, booths, live music, food, and fun for the whole family. Exhibits open at 10 a.m. with the carnival opening at noon. Daily admission is $6 and pre-sale wristbands are $15. Kids 5 and under get in free. On opening day, Thursday, September 1st, admission is free. Friday the 2nd is Senior Day, where seniors 60 and older get in free, and you can enjoy the enduro racing starting at 7. On Saturday the 3rd, enjoy livestock shows and live music. Saturday night is the main event, featuring recording artist Cameron Marlowe live in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena. Sunday, September 4th is Kids Day. Children 12 and under get in free, and there will be a parade and live music along with the Destruction Derby starting at 7. On Labor Day, Monday, September 5th, admission is free, and we'll feature the Junior Livestock Buyer's Breakfast starting at 7 a.m., followed by the Junior Livestock Auction. The fair closes at 3. It's the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th on A Street in MacArthur.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, Liam, how hot is it today?
I got there. It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot as this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking. Well, can you tell me what it feels like?
Okay, crotch pot cooking. That's how hot it is today. I know, we just get carried away with stuff. Hey, we're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson. We're talking about the jail we have now. The problem that we're having, the reason it was shut down is you can only stretch people so far.
Yep.
And then they start getting sick, they start getting injured, they start having problems away from the jail. You had to shut down. It's understandable. It's not that we don't have the money. We have the money.
Right.
Just don't have the personnel. But you are bringing a possible solution to the board here any day now.
Correct. And that solution, you know, quite frankly, comes down to dollars and what we're paying these folks. These folks are not getting paid very well. It's just everybody's in the same boat with this. It's the market is it's very competitive to get people. And cost of living has gone way up. And if you want people to have a career, not just a job, you need to compensate them correctly so we can keep them. And that's what we're looking to do here. And, you know, just so you know, so this is not just a ploy to try to get more money for the people. This is the situation we're in. You and I didn't create it. The can's been kicked down the road for quite some time, and now it's at a boiling point, and we need to solve the problem. So, and it's kind of across the board. Unfortunately, the Shasta County Sheriff's Office is the lowest paid agency in the county, and we need to have parity with our allied agencies if we want to stay competitive and get people coming in the door. And then actually not just coming in the door, but we don't want to be that place where we just train them and retain them for a couple of years and then they move on. We want them to stay. And a lot of the men and women that are doing the job, Carl, are 100% dedicated to public safety, and they believe in what they're doing, and that's the reason they're still here, so I want to keep them.
Okay. Now, let's start talking about the new jail.
Okay.
A lot of stuff happened last night.
Yeah, big day yesterday for sure.
Okay, can you give us a synopsis from your point of view? Because I read about what happened, but there were a couple of things not really clear in there. So,
okay.
What happened last night?
So, there was three different proposals brought forward to the County Board of Supervisors yesterday regarding jail options, options to add on to the jail, build out the jail, and different levels of that, different size add-ons and build-outs, which would equal different beds. But all those options that were brought forward were in the downtown footprint, in the footprint of the block that the jail sits on now. The courthouse is moving across the street. They're proposed to tear down that courthouse and build out a full-scale jail right there in that footprint. They also, another option was a smaller version of that. And then the first option A is which one I supported, was just a small square add-on to the jail we've got. So an add-on of roughly anywhere from 180 to 250 beds, depending on.
And that goes right next to the jail.
So there's there's the jail where it currently sits.
Right.
Attached to the jail's departments 1 and 2, which are courtrooms.
Right.
Which are very key to us because we can move prisoners into those courtrooms through paneled walls and secure means. And then right next outside of that is a, right now sits a modular, and
yes,
that goes away. That's the state. So it's basically an empty parking lot, and that's where the addition would be.
Okay. And that is, that's doable.
It takes
away from the money it's going to take to build a, which was agreed on, a full size off-site 1,000-person jail, which is, from what I understand, $500 million?
Well, that's the estimate that is given. I've talked to, I've been doing jail research for a while now, and I've never come across any of the these companies that build jails on a regular basis. Nobody's ever come out with a $500,000 per bed figure or estimate or even build out when they've done these jails, but
it seems like an awful lot.
It seems like an awful lot. I don't know that it's going to be that, but that's a very conservative number to put out and plan for, I guess, because we're looking, the year plan for the offsite big full scale horizontal built jail was the time frame that was proposed yesterday is 6 to 8 years. Realistically, Carl, I think it's more like 8 to 10 years before we get there. So it's going to be a project, and it's going to be a very permanent and long term project to achieve. So the short term is the add on to the jail now. And I interviewed and talked to you several times throughout my campaign, Carl, and I've said all along I support a temporary solution and a permanent solution. So this is what was proposed, and this is what I am supporting. I do not think, and I'm glad that we moved away from that, that it is in this community's best interest to build out on that footprint that we have right there. It's just not enough.
It's not going
to
work.
Not
with what's everything that's happening downtown.
And it goes against the Reading's master plan for their revitalization. So
now this place is going to be single story.
Single story.
And
not the add-on, the permanent solution.
Okay, the add-on. But the add-on is going to be,
the add-on is two levels. Okay. Two levels, and in each level there's a mezzanine, so it's like a taller type room each level, right, with a mezzanine of beds. So, but also what I was trying to explain yesterday is we have a transportation issue that we have to build out on the bottom, so that's going to take probably half of that bottom floor away. So that cuts down, because the proposal was 256 beds for this addition. Well, you're going to take away some of those, probably 50 beds or more, just putting in the transportation piece underneath on the bottom floor. So when we...
And that allows vehicles to come in?
So now that the courthouse is moving across the street,
right,
we have to transport those prisoners to the courthouse. And it doesn't matter whether it's a block or 10 miles. Transportation is transportation.
It's all the same.
Right. So we have to have a secure sally port to pull that van in, load those prisoners into that van, and then transport them over to the court.
How do we do it now?
Well, we do it through the sally port underneath where all the cops book in their prisoners, like CHP, RPD, Anderson. But I can't do it out of there because it's small and it'll cause a a clog, if you will, a bottleneck, and the cops that are booking in somebody that they have as an arrestee will now be waiting up to 2 hours to book somebody in. I can't have that.
Okay.
I have to have a separate area to do this transport for court.
Because I knew how you did it before.
Right.
But that's where you do now.
Yes.
Do they still have to, they don't have to wait the 2 hours though?
No, it takes, roughly, anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes to book in somebody in jail. So I have you in custody. I'm mm-hmm. taking you to book in jail. That's about what it'd take for me going in the Sallyport, booking, do the medical screening, all that stuff. And that's long enough of a delay, right? You keep a cop off the street 45 minutes.
But you're moving prisoners out of there at the same time.
No, remember I told you about Department 1 and 2?
Right.
That's where the arraignments are happening now.
Got it.
And it doesn't take staff. We buzz them through with the cameras in the hallways.
So, and now that makes sense to me because now you're just taking them over to those two courtrooms. Now you're going to have to move everybody, and that's why you need that other
transportation.
Fee. Okay.
Correct. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite a puzzle.
We got to take a quick break. I'm only going to have the sheriff here for about another 15, 20 minutes. But this interim solution isn't going to happen next year.
Oh, no. It's not. It's going to
even if we said, okay, here's the money.
Start today. It'll take a couple years to get that one. And Carl, there's two big keys to it still. There's still things that have to be worked out. One is staffing. If we don't fix the staffing problem, you might as well not build the add-on.
I've had several comments about that.
Yeah.
That says, okay, we could have the best facility, but if we don't have people to run it.
We don't have people to run it, it's worthless. So we have to fix the staffing problem. And number two, with an add-on, is you're going to be upping the operational cost of the jail. Because now I'm running the current jail I have,
mm-hmm.
plus the addition. So that's an operational cost that is added to the county budget. So that has to
this going to be kind of like a no frills extension.
Yeah, no frills. It's going to be a good design where it takes less staff to do it. But
have we ever thought about kind of like running this like they do in Mexico, where the prisoners have their families send them, like beds
hey,
and
Carl,
food.
I've got all kinds of great ideas like that, but I'd lose my job tomorrow if I put them into play.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. Okay. Hey, become a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. It was founded in 1910. It's an association of businesses, and we're talking hundreds of businesses in Reading. That's organized to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of its membership in the Greater Reading area. How do you join? You give them a call, 530-225-4433, or stop by 1321 Butte Street, Suite 100. It's right downtown. It says big letters, Chamber of Commerce. Hit in there. We'll be right back with Sheriff Mike Johnson. Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen
my load. I've got seven women on my mind. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
There's a port on a western bay and it serves 100 ships a
day. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Our guest today is Sheriff Mike Johnson. We've been talking about the floor of the jail was shut down, and it's strictly staffing. It's not that we don't have money to run it. It's just we don't have people to run it. They're short a third of their staff, of the jail staff, a third. And so you can only run it for so long by stretching extra hours, moving people around, and then people start getting sick. They start having, that's it. You know, I'm either going to quit or I've got to have a weekend off now and then. And then we talked about the new jail, the interim solution, right next, a two-story building right next to the jail where we have now. But again, it comes back to staffing.
Right.
And yep. And you've got a plan that you're going to present to the Board of Supervisors here at some point in the near future.
Correct.
About how you can maybe get more people in there. The final jail, which is going to be off-site.
Right.
Someplace, obviously, in the near here.
Yes, will the... The number one property we're looking at right now is the 40 acres that's owned by the county, which is the old Enterprise dump site, transfer facility, off of Oregon Trail and 44.
What an appropriate place. I'm sorry.
That is the most probably probable site we've identified so far. And hopefully I like the site. It's right in close proximity to hook up to City of Reading services, sewer services, and it has power and water abilities right there. And
is it already cleared? The land's already cleared and everything?
Yeah.
So you just have to level it out?
It's remote enough where I don't think we're going to impact any of our micro communities, and I think it just works good. And straight shot down 44, be able to transport pretty well, and it will accommodate our permanent solution.
You know, the fact is that we need a jail that holds around 1,000 people.
Right. Yes, because we're built. When we're talking about this offsite solution, Carl, we are looking at a, 40, 50, 60 year plan here easily. So, and with the ability to expand if we need to later down the road, which that's why we want such a big footprint and such a big slice of a property. In addition to that, you know, we've talked about this. We want full wraparound services. We want some outbuildings. I want to run the alternative custody program out of there where there's a huge farm and growing our food for the jail, and which we already do, but we're outgrowing that one on Breslauer. So I want to move all that out there and out of the downtown area.
And here's the other thing, my friends, is we know how the state feels about building prisons, and they're shutting prisons down. However, there's money in there if we offer certain facilities and certain
correct.
And certain rehabilitation avenues for yep. prisoners that the state is more than happy, it has been in the past, is to give money for that.
There's lots of money out there for those things.
Those kind of things, but it would help build the jail.
And you have to, a lot of those, the monies for those things have requirements of having those outbuildings because they won't allow you to capture that money if it's inside the walls of the jail or the correctional facility.
Okay.
So you have to be strategic in how you set those up. The footprint here on the city block just doesn't have that ability to do that. Our permanent solution out there does. And there's a lot to it, and I'm not by no means the expert on all that, but as I'm moving through this and the more contacts I make, I have more and more people that I'm bringing in the fold who are the experts and have some experience doing this are going to be relied on heavily.
Okay. Shifting here. Okay. One last question. Do you envision this like a central hub mothership with spokes going out, or just one large round or square building?
Yeah,
or
Carl,
rectangular building.
I the actual design we haven't got to. There's been several proposals, but there's one thing I do know about jails and prisons. The more you have to move prisoners around inside your facility, the higher danger and safety goes up for all those involved. So the new designs have different pods self-contained. So they have their own rec yard. They have their own medical facility. They have their own counseling facility. They have their own video arraignment type of facility. So any of the needs of the prisoners or your inmates, you bring the services in there and you don't transport
them. So they're all in the pot.
And you separate them by classification. And,
sure.
Yeah, so
okay.
They're designed much smarter.
Okay, we got like about 5 or 6 minutes left. Problems besides the jail and personnel, which I guess ties in everything, but concerns that you have for the next 6 months.
Marijuana is still there. You know, we did a marijuana grow every day last week with our Department of Fish and Wildlife partners and made some good headway, like over 24,000 plants we ripped out last week. And my concerns with that are the same, you know, that those marijuana grows are twofold. They're bringing in a bad element, which brings a whole host of other problems, and they're severely impacting our environment out there and stealing water. So that is a huge concern, and I want to go after some of those water issues with those marijuana grows. That's kind of top of my priority list. My other one is my service to my rural areas and deputies on the street. So I you know that it's a priority of mine to get some resident deputies eventually. Haven't been able to do that, but I do want to tell you about what we've come up with as a plan for that, Carl. And we've identified the different areas. So, for instance, like Shingletown, Fall River, Lakehead, Igoono, Cottonwood, all these different areas, rural areas. And what we're going to do is, with our current staff, assign a deputy to each one of those areas as the official liaison, really, for that area. Then we're going to pay those deputies at least once a month to start out with, overtime for a full day to work that area and that area exclusively. And we're going to pay them to go to the events in that area to participate and become familiar with that community and that community's needs. And also, command staff is going to be required on a quarterly basis to do the same thing. But the difference between the command staff is the command staff will rotate around quarterly. So if the first quarter I have Lakehead, the second quarter I might have Cottonwood, and the third quarter I might have Fall River, for example. That way the command staff is getting out, learning those rural areas, those communities, and the needs as well.
Well, that's a good idea. So that's so at least they know the people, and people know what they look like.
Right. And that's kind of a Band-Aid. When we're talking about Band-Aid solutions, that's kind of a Band-Aid until we can get to the resident deputy. And that,
sure.
I'm sorry, but that all circles around to staffing.
Yeah.
Again.
Fentanyl.
Fentanyl. Gosh, it's such a problem. We're part of the fentanyl task force with Department of Homeland Security, and that making some headway on that, but not, I can't tell you anything great about that yet. We're really trying to figure that one out. It is definitely an issue. The number of fentanyl related deaths, skyrocketed pretty much over this last year, and,
you know, my son's U.S. Marshal, Deputy U.S. Marshal. He says they're picking up people that, you know, not with a dozen fentanyl pills,
hundreds, thousands
of fentanyl pills, because they go after the real bad guys.
Right.
And he says guns. He says we're seeing more guns than we've ever seen, too. So they've got guns and fentanyl out there.
Yeah, with nasty combination.
Nasty combination.
Yep.
Oh, well. Well, hey, Sheriff Johnson, thank you so much for being with us today, because there was a whole lot of information that came out of this 45 minutes.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Carl. And as always, I'm willing to come and give you any of the information and clarification that you need. I'm sorry I have to cut it a little short today. I just have a legal matter I've got to go take
care
of.
But I also want to thank you that you've gotten your arms around that CCW. It seems to be running through real quickly now. I use the computer side of it. It works great. Other people are doing it, and that has really cleaned it up and cleared it up.
So. Yeah, thank you, Carl. And just the reminder on that, folks, if you're doing a renewal, you do process all the paperwork and stuff online. It's going to ask you to set up an appointment on the calendar. Go ahead and set up that appointment, but you don't have to wait for that appointment date. You can walk in anytime on any Friday between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. We'll do it all over the counter for you if you just walk in.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sheriff.
Okay,
and
thank you.
And please pass on to your law enforcement staff there, all the people there, that how much they're appreciated.
I will. Thank you very much.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals in the country by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, receiving 4 out of 5 stars and 5 out of 5 stars in specially targeted areas, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, surgical safety. They got a high rating in that. Heart failure, taking care of heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacements. All of this right here in our local hospital, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Take a load off Lenny. Take a load for Brady.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
3, 2, 1, it's showtime.
Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Not one, but two nights. Friday, August 27th and Saturday, August 28th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets only $15. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, download the Wind River app. It's showtime at the river.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, B&T Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. B&T Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Driving around in a dirty car can impair your visibility, and removing the dirt from your vehicle is essential in keeping you safe. That's why you need to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Here's a few safety tips from Quick and Clean. Clear up the clutter by keeping a trash bag in your vehicle. Keep your phone charger in the center console, grocery bags in the seat back pocket, and an emergency kit in the trunk. Just a few safety tips from Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow Trish Clark will be with me, and we're going to try and get Doug Jahnke on, because Doug didn't make it on his original day because he wasn't feeling well. I accused him of having monkeypox, and he denied it. No, I didn't accuse him of that. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypher Square. You know, isn't that horrible? You accuse somebody of having monkeypox, and you know, oh, you've got COVID. Yeah, I got COVID. Big deal. You got monkeypox. No, I don't. this portion of the show brought to you by Cypher Square Barbershop. I love this place. It's the only place I've had my hair cut since I lived in Reading, and that's been a long time for me. Veteran-owned business, Tim and Logan are just great guys in there. I have never had a bad haircut. They work by appointments. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. Try them out. You won't be sorry. Man's last stronghold. Okay, Liam and I are going to start. What is it, a GoFundMe page? No.
Jumpstart?
Something.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where people give me money because we have great ideas.
We're going Shark Tank.
By the way, somebody called at 8 o'clock and said it wasn't the Charger.
Yes, it was a Challenger, I believe.
The Challenger. He was giving all the
specs.
The specs, and we don't know that. Liam doesn't know it. Have you ever driven in a muscle car besides the one you have now?
Well, first off, my car is not a muscle car. Kind of. I mean, so my family races, but...
I'm just talking about one of your friends. Did any of your friends when you were growing up, and you had a wide range of friends.
Yeah.
Did any of them, like, were working on their car and building their car? Any of them do that?
No.
See, that's why when you see Cool April Nights, you see a lot of older people there.
Yeah.
Because they came up building their cars,
yeah.
And it was a big thing. You know, because cruising was a big thing back in our day. And you don't do that nowadays.
Well, it's illegal.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
that's one thing. But that's why that cruise is such a huge thing to Coolie April Nights.
Yeah.
Okay, so Liam and I have got this, and we've got to find one of those jumpstart places that will give you money. Electric cars are fast. Everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they are, you know, put your head back in the headrest fast. but they're electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
You hit the accelerator. I would say hit the gas, but you don't hit the gas. You hit the accelerator.
Yeah.
So we're going to start a company that builds a muffler system for electric cars.
Oh, yeah.
You attach it to the muffler. Do they even have a muffler?
No, it's an electric car.
They don't have a muffler.
You have to, like, put it in the bottom.
Okay, that's okay. It's a kit. It's a bolt-on kit that puts two pipes out from behind your electric car. And in it is a sound system of a 427 engine so that when you start it up, it gives you that sound. Brum, brum, brum. Are you sure I didn't talk about this on the air earlier? You know, we lose track of these things. And then when you hit the accelerator, it makes it sound faster. It makes it sound like it's a real car. The other thing is, imagine this. How about a business that takes the frame of an electric car and makes it look like a muscle car? You know, you lift it up.
You could do that.
You put a scoop on the front of it. It has nothing to do with reality. It does nothing except it has a scoop on it.
Yeah.
Change the tires.
Yeah.
But it's an electric car, and it sounds like
a gas
guzzling, you know, hogback growler of a car.
Yeah.
And you just bolt all this stuff on. Is that, you know, you're still having your electric car.
Yeah.
But it kind of gives you a certain sensory satisfaction. You know, you can hang little dice, like the fuzzy dice from the rearview mirror. I mean, it's still the electric car. I mean, you can't get around that. But it doesn't have to look like an electric car.
Well, I think that one of the problems, though, is, like, part of, like, being, like, a muscle car guy is, like, you get to, like, work on your car, you know? You get to kit it out and buy little pieces for it and kit the thing out. And I don't think you could even do that with an electric car because it's just like a battery and a motor, you know?
Yeah, it is, but they've got all the electronics in it too. I mean,
yeah.
You literally can push a button on this Tesla.
Yeah.
And it's for leaving animal in your... Leaving.
That's crazy.
It's the dog button.
The dog button.
You push the button and it keeps the temperature in the car low enough that the dog doesn't become overheated.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
But you can still have that. What we're talking about is bolt-ons for the outside that makes it look different. I like that scoop. I really like the idea of the scoop.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And you pull up, and you could even have... I mean, if you really want to go, I mean, if you really want to spend a lot of money, you could have something that makes the whole thing vibrate. when you hit the accelerator while it's in neutral and it makes all the sound coming out of the pipes in the back, which is all fake.
Yeah.
And then the sheriff, when he heard about it, he thought he was laughing. He said, oh, one of the things is that when you crank it up, it gives that little puff of smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you'd have to find some little smoke-making machine that's environmentally friendly. So when you crank it up the first time, blows out the smoke.
You know, I was driving
This is what happens when we get together for and start thinking about these weird things. Okay.
You know RPD has a Tesla?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? An idea, and my friends, I understand that you're raping the environment by making all the batteries, and I realize that electric car is nothing but a storage for power, and the power has to come from someplace, but they're pushing it more and more. You know, an electric car for town driving can make sense. And the prices will come down, and you plug it in at night. But it still comes down to the fact it pulls energy, and as we just talked about, we're in flex time now, and as it gets hotter this summer, you're going to start seeing brownouts. They're already asking you to turn your thermostats up and use all your power, all your in-house appliances and all that before 4 p.m., So, I mean, it's just we don't have the structure the infrastructure to support all of these great things they're talking about. And if you're trying to go to renewable assets don't run 24 hours a day. They just don't.
Well, and they shut down the nuclear power plants. So.
Well, now, I never thought I'd say this, but Gavin Newsom is actually looking at, and he's proposing to PG&E is they'd give them a chunk of money to keep that Diablo plant running.
Oh, because, I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah, because if they shut it down, that's like, I don't know, 18, 20% of the power.
Yep.
Off the grid. So yep. They're going to give, and they're saying, well, it's going to cost this much to keep it running because we've been planning on shutting it down. You know, frankly, that money to me would be well spent to keep that online.
Yeah.
And then a couple of companies, large companies, have come out and said the only way you're going to get to full power, self-contained power, having energy for our country is to go nuclear. So you got to start seeing more nuclear plants probably in the center of the country, you know, away from fault lines and all this, that it's going to be providing energy and putting it into existing lines. But I don't see any other way that you're going to be able to do it. You know, you can say all you want for solar and wind, but it's not going to be able to handle what we need, especially if you push people into those electric cars, electric trucks, electric transport, all this. So it's not going to happen. And I'm not a genius, but I can read, and I can see how many kilowatts you're talking about pulling. And we can't even keep it. We can't even keep air conditioners on.
Yeah.
So, okay. Liam, it's a pleasure having you here again today. And let me see. Tomorrow, like I said, Trish Clark, we're going to try and get Doug Jenke in. And since he missed his first appearance, through no fault of his. And then Friday, House of Realty. And it's going to be a big week. House Realty, love having them in because talking about everything that's going on, not just in our real estate market, and that's crazy at times, but also in the planning. Cameron Middleton is on the Planning Commission to talk about how that's working also. Everybody have a great day. It is going to be hot. It is going to be real hot. So try and stay out of the sun. Keep yourself hydrated, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.